The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. They tell me it's World Toilet Day.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Ah, the toilet, home of the Bears offense.
Yeah, you got a million of them, don't you? You got one for every day. And here's the bad part. Here's the worst part, Tony. I would like to somehow try and muster up the energy to refute that, but I can't.
Yeah, this is the new Uranus joke for us.
It's the Bears offense.
Yeah. And you have to participate in it. It makes me so happy. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Cardinals and Seahawks meet again. A Bucks trade falls apart, and Daryl Morey starts to remake the Sixers. But we begin today with clarity on the rather sketchy news that overshadowed last night's NBA draft. That Klay Thompson had to be helped off a court in Los Angeles when he hurt his lower right leg in a pickup game. The Warriors found out today that Thompson has torn his Achilles. He will be out all season. Thompson missed all of last season after tearing the ACL in his left knee. Wilbon, how will Thompson's injury shake up the Warriors and the Western Conference?
Well, Tony, obviously, it reduces the Warriors. I mean, no team, not just no team now, no team in history can lose, you know, sort of, it's second best player. I'm going to call Klay Thompson that, a player of renown, one of the great shooters of all time, and a player beloved in his locker room. All right? You can't lose that guy and be the same and be whole and be seriously a contender for a championship. It just, it's depressing to me. It reduces the league. It reduces the sport. I mean, one of the things I was looking most forward to yesterday had nothing to do with the draft. It just had to do with Golden State being able to rise again and Klay Thompson being at the center of that. And to get that news, Tony, just before the draft, it's sad to me. I spent a lot of time around that team the last 5 years, sometime with Klay Thompson, who I just absolutely like a lot. And it's bad for basketball. It's bad for business all of the way around.
He is a great scorer and a scorer who scores in bunches. And there's a difference there. Klay Thompson, as we know, can get 30 points in a quarter. Not a lot of great scorers can do that, and he can. But he is aided tremendously. It is such a godsend that he plays next to Steph Curry because Steph Curry is also a great scorer. Now without him, you don't have the Splash Brothers. You got the Splash Brother. And they already lost Kevin Durant to free agency last year. So they are diminished here, I think, enormously. But this is the inherent risk in sports, Mike. You sign a contract and you make a compact that if you get hurt, you get hurt. We see people get Tommy John surgery. They're out for the whole year. Mike Clevenger just signed a new deal, and he's going to have Tommy John surgery. John Wall in Washington missed all of last year and a lot of the year before that. In football all the time, Mike, you know, you see the phrase season-ending injury. We see this all the time. It's too bad that it's two in a row for him, but athletes understand this, right? They understand it.
You know, Tony, they do, and it is a deal they make very early in their lives. And we've seen injuries come earlier and just end careers. Klay Thompson's got 3 championships, right? And had a real crack at it 5 times and may get another one or so. This is local for me. I think about Derrick Rose, who got hurt at like 22 and has come back to be a fine player, but not the guy, not the MVP he was before the knee injury. And, of course, Klay Thompson, now the Achilles, it was the knee. And, yeah, we can go through, Tony, every sports history and come up with these situations. And it's just, I hope the best for Klay. I really do. But the Warriors, I don't know what to make of this. I don't.
Achilles are tough. People come back, but they come back less than when they left. And this opens the door. This keeps the Lakers in play. This puts the Mavericks, this puts a lot of teams in play.
A lot of teams in play. That's right, Tony, it does. It was just 2 days ago that the Bucks seemed to have it all figured out. They traded for Jrue Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic to put together one of the league's best-looking starting fives. a team that could potentially keep Giannis from leaving. But now the Bogdanovich trade is kaput, and he will enter restricted free agency. Tone, if this thing doesn't get patched up, how big a loss would Bogdanovich be for the Bucks?
Not nearly as big a loss as Giannis would be if he looks around and he says, I'm out of here now. I mean, I don't know how you make this deal and you don't go to Bogdanovich and say, this is the deal. Are you on board with the deal? That it is totally buttoned up. We heard about this trade a couple of days ago. There was no reporting on this end that it might blow up. And now you look around and you say, who's running Milwaukee? I mean, if I'm Giannis, I say, what? My front office allowed this to happen. What? We can't have it. So I'm going to say this irrevocably. Milwaukee has to get this guy. If they don't get this guy, they're done. They look stupid. Their credibility in the front office is 100% at stake with this.
Man, Tony, you went out there on this one. I'm going to say if they, I think the result, the bottom line result doesn't come right now, though I essentially agree with you. The question is, as you look around in a weak free agent period, and the period, by the way, is going to last about 2 weeks until everybody's signed. In a weak period, you can't just go out there and replace a guy who can give you 16 a game and efficiently smaller bunches, not Klay Thompson, but kind of a junior version. This guy can get you scoring, and Milwaukee needs everything he's got to make themselves a contender in support of Giannis, and then, as we refer all the time, to make Giannis happy and keep Giannis. And
that's
so
right.
I don't understand
right.
it either. Like, how does this get out there? Because it sounds like, from the reporting we've heard, like Bogdanovich and Giannis are like, yeah, cool, good, sign off, thumbs up, let's go. Oh, wait, this wasn't done in a way. Now, the question, Tony, is how many teams do you think tried to rat out, you know, Bogdanovich and the Kings so that it seems like tampering on some level, and therefore that might have derailed this? How many teams do you think would have stood in the way of that?
So I'm going to say this, and I know you like to rip I-95 and you like to rip big cities, and you like to say it's great in small cities, and it is great in small cities. But if I'm the agent of Giannis, I'm saying we're out of here if this happens. Now, maybe it's just a charade, Mike. Maybe the money's going to be ironed out, and maybe Bogdanovich will show up there, and he will really help the team and help Giannis. But the way it looks now, it looks very bad because everybody said, whoa, this is the thing that will keep him. So
yeah.
Now we get to last night's NBA draft where we got to see where players lived. And that was sort of charming. There were no blockbuster trades, so the teams are stuck with who they picked. Wilbon, what are your biggest takeaways from the draft?
Tony, I guess I really liked, in terms of what I liked and some things I was confused by, but what I liked is James Wiseman going ultimately to the Warriors, and particularly now. Because, like, maybe the Warriors have to take slightly a different tack. You mentioned having a splash brother, but not splash brothers. So you're not going to replace Klay Thompson. So James Wiseman maybe takes you in a new direction when you have that kind of management and coaching staff and locker room that knows what the hell it's doing. So I look at the draft last night, and I'm concentrating on Wiseman. Because, Tony, there are a lot of other intriguing things, you know, where people went, what are they going to look like in these circumstances with a short training camp and run-up to the regular season. But I thought coming away from this, okay, you know, if my team, the Bulls, can't have Wiseman, this is an interesting situation in Golden State for him.
Okay, so I got a few things to say about this. I love the draft because everybody always says how great it is that these young men realize their lifelong dreams. They're 19. My pants are older than 19. I don't want to hear this all the time. I love the fact that LaMelo Ball went to Michael Jordan. And I loved it because now LaVar Ball can play against Michael Jordan in that one-on-one game that he thinks he can win. And they ought to play for LaMelo's salary. That's one. The second thing, I want to go to your team, the Chicago Bulls. They picked a guy who didn't even start for Florida State. The number 4 pick in the draft, and the kid was on the bench. Only 2 things are possible. It's either the worst draft pick in history, or every coach at Florida State should be fired. Because it's unbelievable that they had a kid who went number 4 and didn't even play. And other than that, I didn't know most of the players, but I always sort of liked watching for a while.
Listen, in my house, where there was great debate about who the Bulls should take and who we hope they get and who we hope trades down, and I said to the room, the mock draft has this kid from Florida State perhaps going to the Bulls. And when they announced his name, there was just disbelief. And I'm saying to everybody in the house, hey, shut up. Let's see if the kid can play. Let's see what he's got. Because we've picked famous people in that city in the draft who weren't worth a damn, as it turned out. So if this regime has now done its work and they figured this is the guy they want, there's plenty of time to rip it later if it doesn't work out. I'm not going to be that big a skeptic on this kid just yet. Because you heard other people talk about how athletic he is, how he defends, how, you know, mentally locked in. I heard some things that impressed me, but I don't know. We don't know.
Again, I'm not being a skeptic. I'm saying right. If he couldn't make the starting five and he's great, fire the coaches. Yeah. Let's get one last break here. Right. Or one regular break. It's not our last break. That's later in the show. Still to come, what prompt is crazy. Will the Cardinals beat the Seahawks again tonight?
And who's got the edge in Saturday's Big Ten battle between Wisconsin and Northwestern?
How many All-Stars do you think come out of this draft? I think in the over-under is 3 in 5 years. How many All-Stars?
I'm going to go over.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
It could be a double win week for me in toss-up. What's first?
Toss-up, who you got tonight, the Cardinals or the Seahawks?
I want to pick the Cardinals, and I don't have enough guts. I want to pick them because I think that right now they're probably better than Seattle. I want to pick him because I think Kyler Murray is the most exciting player in all of the NFL, and I want to see him on this stage, even if it is a short week and they're on the road. But I'm going to pick Seattle because Seattle has to win this game, total must game. If they go down twice to Arizona in that conference, in that division, rather, they're done. And I'm going to pick him even though Russell Wilson, that let Russ cook thing, that went off the rails, Mike. There's 7 interceptions in his last 4 games, and the team is 1-3 in that. And I'm going to pick him even though the Seattle defense is terrible and Cliff Kingsbury could shred it. And I'm doing it because I have no guts.
They're two absolute lock, rock-solid Hall of Famers in this game tonight. Larry Fitzgerald and Russell Wilson. Okay? And so much in the NFL comes down to who is more desperate to win a game right now, this minute. That would be Seattle. You know who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the Cardinals. I want to see the Cardinals win tonight. I want to see the Cardinals win this division. I want my man Larry Fitz to have a big game on national TV as he gets later in his career. But, Tony, Russell Wilson is not going to have – he's not going to follow the numbers you mentioned with another stinker. That at home tonight, I don't care about the fans. It's still familiar surroundings. Right. And I think Seattle wins tonight. The division's going to be a long way from over.
Russell Wilson, by the way, 8-1 on Thursday night games.
Toss up, who you got on Saturday? Number 10, Wisconsin, or number 19, Northwestern?
I'm rooting for you, Wilbon. I watched more Northwestern football than anybody who didn't go there. I watched against Maryland. Nebraska, Iowa, the last game, Purdue. But Wisconsin, I got to check the math here. They opened up 45-7 over Illinois. This kid, Mertz, he didn't throw anything that wasn't right in the arms of the receivers. They didn't play for a while. They come back against Michigan. They go 49-11. I'm an English major, but I can add. That's 94-18. If you take Maryland out of your equation, you've beaten three teams in one possession games. Three wins by 16 points. So I'm going to say good luck, and I'm going to beg you, don't pick Northwestern, because yesterday you got two of the three MAC games wrong.
Tony, we at Northwestern, we've won more one-possession games since 2006 than any school in the Power Five. We know how to play them close. Really? What we don't want to see is somebody scoring 40-something unless we can score 40-something. I will say this. Wisconsin's number one in defense in the country in points allowed, yards allowed. Northwestern, seventh with a big sample size, double the sample size. We are 4-0, they're 2-0. Seventh nationally in points allowed, 10th in yards allowed. We got the defense that can keep us in this. We are playing at home. We have had good success against Wisconsin at home. We've played them okay up there, too.
Who you picking?
Except for last year.
Who you picking?
Who you think I'm picking? I'm wearing purple. I'm not wearing purple today, but I'm wearing purple.
You're not wearing purple today. You're wearing blue. Unless my monitor is completely nuts, you're wearing gray and blue. You're not wearing purple.
We're going to win, it. Tony. Northwestern's going to win.
Good. Two wins in 3 days by this guy. And now let's take one last break. But still to come, how much better are Daryl Morey's moves making the Sixers?
And yet another college football game gets canceled. Tony, I got people from Evanston calling me saying, why is Tony watching us so much? He's got no other reception in his attic.
We're appreciative.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by iRobot. Wherever the holidays happen, ask for Roomba. Roomba. Only from iRobot.
Happy time, people. We have very slim pickings for a birthday today, so let's do happy 62nd birthday, Michael Ray Wilbon.
Lots of birthdays.
One of the original co-hosts of the PTI program, Wilbon is in semi-retirement at his hacienda in Arizona, where he plans on devoting the rest of his life to playing golf with Chris Paul and Larry Fitzgerald and being the official scorer at all Cubs spring training games. Wilbon became a cult figure when he declared all analytics junk and insulted every person, place, or thing within 200 miles of I-95.
Yeah.
Wilbon is famous for refusing to play along with all the hysterical Uranus jokes and for dressing up like Ernie Banks, Gale Sayers, Michael Jordan, Stan Mikita, and any athlete who ever passed through Chicago. Wilbon would spend more time in Chicago if the weather there weren't always so miserable. He is currently working to relocate Northwestern University to Scottsdale, Arizona, so he can become Dean of Journalism. Happy birthday, big boy.
Thank you. I'm old. That's what you mean, slim pickings. You got like Ahmad Rashad. I mean, Ahmad's birthday is today. Larry King? We've celebrated those guys in the past, have we not?
Yeah, we're celebrating you. Live with it.
Well,
happy anniversary, Pat Riley. On this day, 39 years ago, Lakers owner Jerry Buss responded to Magic Johnson's request to be traded by firing coach Paul Westhead. Magic didn't like Westhead. who became head coach after Jack McKinney was hurt in a bicycle accident and led the Lakers to the NBA title in 1980, Magic's rookie year. Buss installed Pat Riley and Jerry West as co-head coaches. West would handle the offense and Riley the defense. This lunacy was quickly abandoned, and Riley assumed complete control of the coaching with West's endorsement. This briefly hurt Magic's popularity in LA. He was booed at home for the first month after Westhead's firing, but Riley quickly proved to be the right choice, and Magic embraced him. From then on, the ship sailed smoothly. The Lakers won the NBA title in 1982, then again in 1985, 1987, and 1988. Westhead went on to coach Chicago and Denver without much success. Riley went on to the Knicks, where he made the finals in 1994, and to Miami, where he won one title as a coach and two more as team president.
In the context of the Showtime Lakers, how did all those decisions early on work out, Tony, for Irvin Johnson, Jerry West, and Pat Riley? Just remind me how that worked out for them.
I think it worked out pretty well. I think they're all all-timers, the three of them.
All-timers.
I think
they
you can
are.
Say
There's
that.
No question
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. 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 Happy trails to Al Horford and Josh Richardson. Daryl Morey of Northwestern wasted no time in beginning to reshape the Philadelphia 76ers. He dumped the underperforming Al Horford, who a year ago signed a $109 million free agent contract with Philadelphia. Horford was a bad fit with Joel Embiid. He got in Embiid's way. And Horford's points, rebounds, and shooting percentage all went down in Philadelphia. So he is shipped off to Oklahoma City, and Morey brought in Danny Green, a career 40% shooter from three, who was on the last two NBA champions, Toronto and the Lakers. Then Morey sent Josh Richardson to Dallas and brought back the other Curry, Seth, who also happens to be Doc Rivers' son-in-law. Curry's career percentage from three is 44.3. That's second best all time. It's even better than his brother Steph. This past season, Seth shot 45.2% from three. So Morey has cleared out physical space for Embiid and brought in two guys who can take a pass from Ben Simmons and put it in the basket from anywhere.
Yes, Tony, Green, Ferguson, and Curry in. Makes all the sense in the world for the Sixers, who were too light in that area of shooting. They also drafted Tyrese Maxey from Kentucky, so they've surrounded Embiid and Simmons with the exact players they need to. And the one thing I always say, and you know this, Daryl Morey, no matter people can criticize him if they want, but when he gets there, he's going to start working that night to make moves. Not promising, make moves to make his team better. And it seems like he and Doc are on the right track toward getting Philly to the place they ought to be.
Omissions. ESPN reports that the Warriors are closing in on a deal for Kelly Oubre Jr. The Athletic reports that Gordon Hayward opted out of $34 million from the Celtics and will become a free agent. That surprises me. I don't know about you. That does.
Surprises me, Tony. There's talk of going to New York and the Knicks. They cleared a lot of room. Oubre can help somebody, Tone. Oubre's got some skills now.
Let's go to the big finish. Maryland and Michigan State canceled as Maryland coach Mike Loxley tested positive. Your thoughts?
15th game to be postponed or canceled this week, Tone. That's an enormous percentage of the total games in the Power Five. It's scary. The Pac-12 approved the scheduling of non-conference football games. You okay with that?
If you can play football, play football. If you can't do it in conference, yes, I'm okay with that. Ohio State will not allow family members to attend its game with Indiana. Does that make sense?
Tony, it's not up to The Ohio State University. These are new Ohio restrictions. Tiger Woods and his 11-year-old son, Charlie, are going to compete in the televised father-son tournament. You like that?
I love playing with my own son. I'm sure they will love playing together. Last one, Tulane at number 25, Tulsa tonight. Who you got?
I got a couple of map games wrong last night. I got to go with ranked Tulsa, Tony. I got to get this one right.
We're out of time. Trying to better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Now, your sports center.
Chris Lindsay and Jim Graham, shout out. And happy birthday, Wilbon.
Thank you
You're
very
not old.
Much.